Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Thousands of people with HIV will now be offered a new long-acting injection to manage their condition if they would prefer to stop taking daily pills. This is an article in the BBC. It's obviously talking about the UK. Charities have welcomed the approval of the treatment by the NHS drug watchdog, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. The therapy keeps the virus at bay in a similar way to conventional antiretroviral drugs. They are estimating in the UK that about 13,000 people in England will make the switch. Well, how relevant is that to South Africa? Because it certainly does sound like great news. Professor Linda Gail Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. This seems like amazing news.
It is, Howard. We've been watching, obviously, the treatment trials for a while. We actually ran a couple of them here in Cape Town. And yes, it, again, you know, choice and option is always a good thing. So very exciting, I think, for people who live with HIV and have to take medication their whole lives.
So this would be, you'd have one injection every how long?
Every 2 months.
Right.
So we're talking about six quite big jabs, but nevertheless, you know, once off. Every 2 months.
Does it have better side effects than the conventional antiretrovirals? Well, let's start there. What are the side effects of the antiretrovirals?
Well, Howard, to be honest, the daily treatment has become much easier to take. So our first line, you know, the dolutegravir-based first line with tenofovir and emtricitabine as a single pill is very easy to take. It has very few side effects. It really is a very easy treatment to take, people tell me, and certainly from the data we've seen. But it does mean you still have to take a pill a day. And I think what the injectable does is it takes that sort of daily need to remember away.
In some ways, does it mean that there's more chance of people neglecting it? Because you almost kind of forget about the condition, you forget about that you need to manage this when you have one injection every 2 months or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are different ways of remembering, right? So, you know, on this occasion, you'll mark your calendar and a little bit like you pay your electricity bill or,
absolutely.
You know, you buy new electricity, you'll go in and get this done. But what people who've lived a long time with HIV tell me is that every day they take a pill, it's a reminder that they live with a terminal illness. And if they weren't taking this pill, it, you know, they would develop AIDS and die. And that's something to live with, you know. So this means that at least in between those injections, you really can forget that you have a condition.
It's really, really remarkable. How long will it take to get approval here in South Africa?
Well, I think the company is very, you know, very keen to see it happen. They are already developing their plans for a South African launch. I think it will probably launch first in the private sector, which is the way things tend to happen here. But I think as soon as it gets into guidelines at the WHO and other places, then hopefully the public sector will also engage. I suspect it will be a slowish kind of launch, you know, see how people take to it, etc. But I think it's incredibly exciting. And what I hear from people living with HIV is they are very, very keen to see it happen.
Well, that's brilliant.
So hopefully sooner rather than later.
Absolutely right. The cost factor, is it, I mean, obviously every new drug starts off much more expensive, but I would imagine that one injection every 2 months should be cheaper in the long term than daily pills.
Again, you know, the price of antiretrovirals in the daily pill form have come down such a lot. We have some of the cheapest drugs in the world here. Because of, you know, the way the pricing structures have gone and the way things have become generic and so on. But you're absolutely right, Howard. We're all watching to see what that price is going to be because at the end of the day, you know, price is king. And the likelihood of us getting it into the public sector obviously totally hinges on how much it's going to cost.
It's, yeah, it's just tremendous. In terms of stigma, I know that many years ago there was a terrible stigma around living with HIV. We saw resistance to even talking about it in public. Where are we today? How is it perceived today? Is there the same level of stigma?
You know, Howard, I think it's been one of the most recalcitrant things to try and shift. For some reason, we really have struggled to make a dent on the stigma side of things. And so, yes, I think there are still a huge number of people of the 38 million who live with HIV in the world today who have to do so secretly, you know, and they do so under fear of discovery. And so, again, this option allows those individuals to live with the secret safely, because they don't have to have pills around, they don't have to tell anybody. They can literally just go into the clinic, get their injection, and carry on with their life.
So, and in terms of how we're doing in terms of HIV and AIDS control compared to, let's say, the other countries?
Well, you know, just to remind everyone, we are the most burdened country in the world. Despite our size, we have the most people living with HIV of any country in the world. So we need to get about 8 million people into care. We aren't there yet, so we still have quite a few to find and get on to treatment. But, I think we're doing pretty well. Probably compared to most countries, we have a better understanding and a better acceptance, I think, of HIV, simply because it's so much more in our communities and in our world, as it were. You know, there's far too many people still becoming infected with HIV in this country, too many babies born with it. There's still a lot of work to be done in this regard. Although, I think we have seen some progress, and it's been amazing, the innovation around antiretroviral-based treatment. Respond to this condition.
Yeah, it's really fascinating and actually unbelievable how, although we started off so terribly with this HIV and AIDS journey in South Africa with complete denialism, that we really have become incredible at it in many ways. And although it's obviously not something we would choose and not something we want anybody to live with, we really have made incredible progress, and it is something worth noting. You know, we spend so much time beating ourselves up in this country about all the negative. I think we've done a remarkable job of this.
I think we lead the way in many countries and in the world in terms of innovation, just around differentiated service delivery and other care for people better, and in using new prevention. So, yeah, I think, as you say, on the one hand, whilst there's still an enormous amount of work to do, absolutely, I think we've made a huge contribution.
Indeed. It is 6:58. That is all we have time for. Professor Linda Gail Becker talking to us about the new HIV injection. When will that be approved? And is that good news? It certainly does seem like it is.